The Ghana Integrity Initiative says it will go all lengths to ensure that the Code of Conduct for Public Office Holders is enforced. Its Executive Director, Vitus Azim, who gave the commitment, said the organization will continue to appeal to the conscience of society and use demonstrations to drum home their message. He spoke with Yahya Kwamwa.
They may know what they want to do, but the country as a whole says that we want our public officers to behave in a certain way to ensure that public interest is protected, and that's why there's a need for the code of conduct.
Yeah, but our public officers have tampered or numbered, breached this code of conduct, and we don't see any real punishment that is being meted out to them.
This is a law that is now going to be passed by parliament, and there will be sanctions that go with it. If the sanctions are not applied, then as citizens we can take the government on for not enforcing. Well, we can demonstrate the appeal to the conscience of the leaders, and these things should happen. We can report these things to the appropriate institutions to investigate and take the necessary action.
If we're talking of reporting to the appropriate institutions for investigation and others, we know of Shraj, we know of Iwoko and others. These are institutions sometimes people don't have trust. The same case is the case of the Shraj boss, who has been lambasted in the media for conflict of interest in the office.
The Shraj boss is an individual. She's not the institution. She's an individual like you, a human being. She can make mistakes. She has made mistakes. But that doesn't mean that the institution does not exist and that you should not trust the institution. The institution continues to work. And so we should not use that as against the institution. And because of that, it's important that in such a case, she should have said, oh, I've done the wrong thing. I'm sorry. I'm stepping aside or something. So it does not dent the image of the organization.
So, but why is that she has not stepped aside? But what do you make of the BNI ongoing investigations into the rot in the national
service? Well, something has gone wrong. They're investigating. They'll come out with whatever findings they come out with, and then the necessary action will be taken against those that are involved.
That was the Executive Director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim.